Stop laughing. We have Band mit Modulate. Wanners bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Wir laden ja immer gerne Bands hier ins Studio ein, die am Abend ihr Konzert spielen. Und so ist diese britische Band, ich weiß jetzt gar nicht, Manchester-London, auch mal wieder in Berlin, denn sie starten sozusagen ihre kleine Mini-Deutschland-Tour heute Abend im Lido. Ein tolles Venue. Have you ever played before in the Lido? Ich sage erstmal, welcome to Thomas and Darren.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey.
yeah, we can do that. No? Okay, right, this is going crazy. Yes, hello, how are you?
So tell me, have you ever before played in the Lido, or is it the first gig in this venue?
It's our first time playing there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you got the right choice, but you've come so often to Berlin. I don't know, I remember meeting you, I think it was 2010. Maybe when your first album came out, is that possible?
Yes, it's possible. Yeah, we're here a lot. We love it. It's a great place to be. You know.
So, yeah, and I remember there was a lot of red wine involved. The first album was produced in an apartment, in a bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was in Darren's bedroom, right?
No, actually, it was in Tom and Didi's house.
Ah, man, yeah. Tom and Didi's house.
Yeah.
So by now you're so famous. Do you have a bigger house in London or in Manchester or wherever you live?
No, we've downsized. We have a smaller house now.
Really? So, How come?
No, we'll go back to the bigger one soon.
And where do you live now? In Manchester or London?
No, we're in London. Yeah, we've always lived in London. It's just Didi was born and brought up in Manchester.
Okay. Yeah. So London is the base. Now, so tell us a little bit about the new album that you're touring with right now. It was produced in a cellar in London?
Yeah, we had a studio for the first time, which was really amazing, actually. And so sort of Thomas was basically doing the production on it. It was great. We had, you know, we could work for as many hours as we wanted to, and we were really sort of free, and it was great. We had a lovely sort of full summer in there, just making music, basically. And then towards the end, we got Tim Goldsworthy in to mix it at the end, and that was nice. And
to put his golden hand on it.
Yes, his golden hand. Yes, his golden XDFA hand. And no, he's someone we'd spoken to before, and actually on the second record, but it didn't, just because of schedules and things, it didn't happen. And so I spoke to him again, and it was great. We had a really enjoyable experience.
So where are you most famous? When you play in London gigs or when you fly over to Berlin?
I don't really know. London's cool. I mean, well, I think we're always a little bit more nervous in London. I don't really know sort of why. I mean, even though it's sort of like a home gig, maybe you get a little bit more sort of tense. I think when we're in Berlin, we're quite relaxed. We're sort of always up for a good time.
Das klingt doch gut. Bei uns sind sie relaxed, wenn sie in ihrer Heimat in London spielen, sind sie immer ein bisschen aufgeregt. Thomas, you're also nervous when you play in London?
Not so much.
Not so much. He's a cool guy here, ne?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Und sie haben ja auch ein kleines Baby noch mit dabei, denn die Didi, die dazugehört. Didi ist die Frau von Thomas und Darren ist ihr bester Freund. Die drei haben damals bei einer Plattenfirma gearbeitet und irgendwann gesagt, nee, irgendwie macht das keinen Spaß, immer nur für andere Bands hier so Promo und so ein Zeugs zu machen. Wir wollen selber ran und haben dann damals diese Band gegründet und ihre erste Platte, die ging total durch die Decke, war fast so, ja, Album des Jahres. WHB hieß damals die erste Platte, We Have Band, und nun ist mittlerweile ein neues Teil fertig und sie sind auch sehr gefragte Remixes. So you also have remixed quite a lot for other people. Do you do that still? Or
yeah, we do that. We've done some quite recently. We did a nice one for... What was that one we did quite recently that was nice?
I don't know. In the past, we've sort of done Gorillaz.
We've done lots
and
before Gorillaz.
Peter,
and
Bjorn,
Party,
and John, Block and Party.
Mixture and the Shapes, OMD. Was nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, it was nice.
And when you remix for someone, do you then sit together at first and say, okay, it's for him, it's for the Gorillaz or whoever? How do we do this? Or do you just experiment and see what's
coming
out?
Yeah, no, I think we when you get it, it's really exciting, actually. You get maybe like 12 pieces of music, which together make the song. So you just, I'll just go through them and maybe one will inspire me. It might be the vocal, it might be just a synthesizer line. And then from that, really, it's quite good to just focus on that and build everything from just that one element. And then maybe try and bring in a couple of other elements from the original. It's nice not to go too close to what was done.
And everyone originally has to listen then to the song, to the track you made, or do you do that together as three people?
Yeah, we listen together it? Or it gets sent around. Yeah, but it's quite nice just to do it quite spontaneously, not think too much about it. Yeah.
That's the best recipe.
I think so, with a remix as well, because, you know, it's nice to do it sort of just on the fly and hopefully everyone enjoys it.
And your songs are all very dancey. People love to scream and shout and dance all the time. And of course, you said we have to, you know, create songs, and our friends, as you as musicians, your partners, have to listen to it. And then when they say, okay, thumbs up, it will be on the album. Was that easy for you? Sometimes had to convince the others a little bit, like, come on, it's a good one, put it on the record.
It doesn't really get played I think when the three of us are, we've always been very,
there's only one or two songs off the three albums that we've ever sort of maybe been on the album, maybe off the album. I think you have quite a natural process of elimination from maybe 20 songs that have gone far enough to become something, and then gradually the few drop off the cliff. And we'll all agree together. And then you're left with 9, 10 or 11 songs. Maybe 12. 12 on the first track, wasn't it?
But it's good to have 20 to pick from.
Yeah, that's quite good, yeah.
Und vielleicht auch ganz interessant, sie mal in einer Akustikversion zu hören. Heute ja mit jeder Menge Elektronik. Jetzt haben sie die Gitarre in der Hand. Thomas hat schon die Gitarre dabei. We're gonna listen to a song now?
Yeah.
Good.
Apparently,
yes. It's called Someone, and heute is going to be played as well tonight, but probably with much more instruments.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Then I would say 3, 2, 1, go. We have band live gespielt bei Flux FM. Heute Abend im Lido, jetzt in der Akustikversion. Someone. Darren, look to the right, all the ladies in the house.
Oh,
in the window. Sie lächeln hier schon. So what about all the girls? What do you do when they're at the concert? They want to grab you. Listen. What does Didi do? Does she have a pistol or what is going on?
She's got a water gun.
Listen.
We're super friendly. We love it. Like, we sell our own merch. Like, well, sometimes we do, like, after gigs, you know, we go to the merch desk and it's nice. We like it when people come over and say hello and sign things.
Yeah,
take
I love that too, when artists sell their own merch stuff, actually.
It's a nice experience. It's a really genuine connection that you can have with these people. And, you know, Christ, they've come to our show.
Of course.
You know, we're not
people
playing
are very
arenas.
Honest. Yeah,
they are sometimes.
People are brutally honest
often
sometimes.
They're like the set list. They're like, why didn't you play that song? And it's like, we're just sweating trying to sell them a t-shirt. It's like, give us a break. But,
what kind
it's
of
nice.
Great stuff do you sell tonight?
We've got vinyls, we've got CDs, we've got t-shirts, bags.
That's it.
And we're going to play some music.
The classic,
as well.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the shop, you know.
But that sounded nice, the acoustic version. Do you often think about playing something acoustic, or do you sometimes play acoustic during the electronic stuff?
In the show?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once or twice for
do
an encore.
We did once or twice.
It's quite nice.
We actually had a whole acoustic section in one gig.
Yes, because they needed a long set.
Because they needed a real long set.
So hopefully,
But that's, no, not during the gig normally.
We're a band that likes to make people dance, and, you know, lots of people play acoustic music all the time, and they play it beautifully. We play acoustic music, maybe not always beautifully, but it's nice to do sometimes, but we know what our thing is.
Wir lassen es auf jeden Fall heute überraschen. Heute Abend im Lido, we have band. Ich bin mir sicher, es wird pickepacke voll. Wir haben für euch noch ein paar Karten zurückgelegt bei Flux FM. Wir haben ja für euch hier den heißen Draht. Und wenn ihr sagt, ja, auf jeden Fall will ich mir die drei tollen Künstler anschauen, dann ruft jetzt an 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend Lido, we have band. So you are three all in all. Do we have a little help from other musicians in addition, or is it always you?
For recording, everything starts with us. Sometimes we've had drummer come in and play on records.
We had Mark Pell from Mikachu and the Shapes played on the last record. I think he's
the only thing we've ever had.
I mean, we talked about collaborations before, and, like, you know, we always joke about getting a rapper on, you know, but just because there's already three voices, so it's hard to figure out where someone else could come into it. But I think if we met the right people,
a saxophone player.
Do you know what? Maybe, yeah. Can you play?
No, I can't.
Okay, that's an offer.
Shit, what can I do? Mm-hmm. But are there plans for a new album already, or is it now enjoying movements?
We're enjoying movements, we're enjoying playing it live. We've had some nice festivals, nice touring. But we're always thinking about moving forward. And it's kind of, the music we make, it's quite, I don't know, it's nice to do. It's not like we have to get in a room and everyone get their ideas. It's quite fluid and easy. So, you know, we're always creating new music. So hopefully something else soon, yeah.
This band exists for about 4 years now?
Played live for a bit longer, played live since 2008.
Yeah.
So about six, coming up to 6 years.
And you can afford the bigger high rents in London with that.
Wow. Well. I don't know.
We're surviving.
We're surviving. So looking at each other like empty pockets. But we're surviving. No, I mean it's. I think you can make it work depending on sort of the areas you live in and the ways you live. I mean, we've always lived quite sort of easygoing. You know, we don't sort of long for luxury, whatever you know people would define as luxury things. We just, you know, and we're very lucky with this lifestyle. We get to travel a lot. All around the world and meet lots of lovely people and, you know, get fed and watered.
Yeah, so we don't really go to restaurants. Yeah. We don't really go on holiday because that's kind of part of the job in some ways.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But so when tonight the Hammer Stretch limo will stop in front of the Lido, we have band will get out.
No, someone else will get it. No, we'll be the ones driving away the battered old van. Yeah.
Okay, we understand. Dann sage ich nochmal vielen Dank. Wir hören einen weiteren Song, bevor die Nachrichten hier gleich anfangen um 4. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Greetings to Didi and of course your whole entourage. Yeah. And come back anytime. I'm sure we will see
thank
each other
much.
Again. We have band Tired of Running heute Abend im Lido.